Mark Ellens, Director of College Scouting. I know you and your team have a pretty big week coming up with the Combine. However, I know it's not just this, it's the draft as well. Take me through the whole preparation for it.
Well, the whole preparation during the season really starts in the springtime when our guys are actually working on the upcoming draft class. And it works all the way through the fall with the guys traveling out to the various schools from basically August to late November. And then we roll into meetings in December. And January is the All-Star Games, the Senior Bowl, the East-West, the NFLPA, those type of things. And then in February, we have more meetings to come in, and then we get prepped for the Combine, which is coming up next week.
So let's say a college athlete doesn't have that great of a season, but has a phenomenal Combine. Does that make or break his chances of making it into the NFL?
I don't know if it makes or breaks him, but I think it definitely helps, because what it can do is a guy works out very well at the Combine, whether it's, you know, his 40 time, his agility drills, his jumps, but also his positional stuff. It might make you go back and ask yourself or ask the scouts, you know, why did this guy not play as well in this past season? Was he injured? Was there something going on in his life? Or maybe, hey, let's go back to the 2016 film and look at that and really compare it to 2016 and 2017. I don't know if it makes or breaks a guy, but it brings up more questions.
A week in Indianapolis, day to day, I'm sure you guys are very busy. Take me through the agenda when you wake up every morning.
But you get up in the morning, you have the weigh-ins. The players are busy throughout the day doing medical stuff at the hospitals. There's interviews, informal interviews during the day. Then the workout itself happens. That's where the players are basically competing on the field. And then at night we have formal interviews. All 32 teams are involved in that, and they selected players that they want to speak with. It can go fairly late at night, but you kind of get up and do the same thing over the Groundhog Day for about 6 or 7 days.
There's on-the-field drills, there's formal interviews at night, there's medical records. What's the most important aspect of all of that?
I think for the organization, it's the medical exams of the players, just so we can get a detailed account of their injury history, any physical ailments they've had in the past, and it helps to make decisions moving forward in terms of, do you want to select that player, or what's the risk in taking that player that's high, or maybe take them lower just because of the injury factor plays a part.
Well, thank you, Mark. I know fans and viewers are pretty excited to see what the Combine has to offer for the Jaguars.
Thank you. Appreciate it.